I was just talking with a fellow about putting things into words when we're visual artists, so it's not something I do very often, and so please forgive me. I guess just as an overview, I like to do people mostly. It ranges from realistic to abstract. Quite often, I'll have a piece of wood that I start with, and that'll suggest what's in there. Once in a while, I'll have an idea, and I'll have a design, and then I'll find a piece of wood that it fits into. Quite a few of these pieces were hollow in the middle, and they were a hollow log. I hope there's no ants coming out of that last one I did. I had a shop full of ants because there were a lot of holes in the middle of the log. See any ants, Paula?
I haven't seen any.
Good. Okay, we're safe then. When I've been asked what kind of art I do or what my themes are, I usually try to. I guess one of my answers is that I like to do people in relationship to each other. I like using color. I haven't used the color in a lot of them, but I have one piece here that I've used color in. Probably would like to see myself going in more in that direction, working more with color. The woods I use are all from northern Minnesota, pretty much here. Once in a while, I get a piece of walnut from down south, or something a little more exotic like butternut is kind of rare. And someone was here earlier tonight offered me some wood, actually. I had to cut some trees down. Kind of how I scrounge my material.
Does anybody have any questions for John about his work?
What tools do you use?
I start with a chainsaw, and I have small carving bars on the chainsaw. Then I have an angle grinder that has carbide tip grinding wheels on it, different shapes, and that works really good. Takes a lot of wood off. And then I finish up with chisels and quite often, I guess I end up sanding. Well, I have a little disc you put on an electric drill. Yeah. I do as much as I can with that, but there's a lot of hand sanding with just I don't have any fancy little sander, electric sanders or anything. I find that there's quite a difference between the hardwood and the softwood. I think I like the hardwood, the chisels, you can get a smoother cut, and the softer woods like the cedar, they seem to tear and leave ragged edges more, and that's a lot of my pieces here are cedar, so that's why I have to sand. I've taken furniture making in college, and so I have that background. And I'm a log home builder by trade.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Thank you.